Helena is moving. Helena has lived in the same place since she was born. She went from the crib to nursery school to primary school, all in the same city. She has a lot of very nice friends with whom she has fun with all the time. Every Wednesday afternoon, they all go together to play in the castle park, and on Saturday, they take a dance course. One can say that, for Helena, life is beautiful. Her parents are very nice, and she has a little brother who is now 2 years old, with whom she often has a lot of fun. Last week, they went to the zoo, and she was able to invite Samantha and Melanie. Next weekend, Stephanie is going to take her and Annelle to Asterix Park. Helena's friends are her entire life. Together, they invent stories, prepare for exams, and try to pick up boys. Moreover, when Helena was fond of Bastian but was afraid to tell him, her friends came up with a plan for Helena and Bastian to meet. Helena reminisced about the time her friends had pushed Bastian so that he was right beside Helena on the school bus. The problem was that Bastian was rather fond of Samantha. However, since Samantha was one of her best friends, Helena showed no interest. What Helena liked the most was Sunday birthday parties. There was one almost every month. It was at those events that they had the best hide-and-seek parties. They played Monopoly with good pay, made huts in the garden, and other great outdoor games. Helena and Samantha were the strongest at kick the can, and one time they had the privilege to do some camping at Julie's place. They made a small campfire with her dad, and then they told many stories that gave them all goosebumps. But one day, Helena noticed something strange at her place. In the garage, she found boxes piled on top of one another, some with the names of rooms and household items, kitchen, bathroom, dishes, attention, fragile, Lucas's room, Helena's room, etc. "It's weird, don't you think?" she said to her friends. Then, as the days went by, she found the house was being emptied more right up until the day the drama began. It was a Saturday afternoon, the day she went dancing with her friends. But Helena and her brother had to stay with their parents because they wanted to make an announcement. The news came like a thunderstrike. They were moving. It was horrible. Everything happened very quickly. Helena had a difficult time saying goodbye to her friends, who were trying to reassure her. On top of that, the move was taking place during summer break, the time of year when she had the most fun with her friends. Leaving was difficult for Helena. She did not know anyone where her family was going. It was the same way the first time she moved. She did not know how she would take it. Many times she tried to integrate, but to no avail. One day, a group of boys wanted to invite her to play football on the field. She hesitated. First, they were boys, and she didn't like boys. Second, and most importantly, she did not like football. She already missed all of the marvelous moments she would have had with her old friends. Here, there was no Samantha, who made jokes all the time, no Melanie, with whom she played hopscotch, and no Annelle, the elastic champion. You can't say that Helena had no willpower, though she spent a lot of her time alone until one day an opportunity finally presented itself. A group of girls accepted Helena to join them. They were a group of four, and now five, including her. There was Patty, who was big and strong, Christelle, and Coralie, who were twin sisters, and Nora, who was small but very fast. Helena was accepted very quickly, although a problem soon presented itself. Her new friends were real pranksters. They fooled around all the time. But never mind that. Helena could not stand to be alone anymore. It was necessary, at any cost, that she get along well with the first friend she found. And just like that, little by little, Helena found herself obligated to participate in the pranks of her new friends. One day, she had to fill up the toilet with toilet paper and leave the tap running so that the toilet would overflow everywhere, creating a flood in the girls' bathroom. She was not proud of herself, but she did not have any other choice. Otherwise, she would have lost all her friends. Another time, they got her to erase all of the chalkboards in the classroom during recess. Then they got her to spill the paint tubes, steal Vivian's pens, and knock over her glass in the cafeteria. They continued until one day Helena got caught red-handed. Her friends coerced her to write swear words on the chalkboard. As she was doing so, Mrs. Hubert suddenly entered the classroom. The sentence was instantaneous. For 1 week, she had to copy 200 times per day the code of conduct while at school. In addition, Helena was not allowed to leave, and she was not allowed to watch television for 15 days. Nothing had gone in her favor. Helena learned her lesson. It was better to be all alone than to be with bad company. She swore to herself never to be friends with bad people ever again. Fortunately, Helena made some new friends very quickly, with whom she had fun with just as much as before. And the icing on the cake was, 1 year later, Helena found all her friends again in college. She acquainted her new friends with her old friends, and together they created a magnificent dance team.